Boy, I have so many pieces of advice for the future. One thing, looking back, it's clear that obviously humankind always wants applications, right? They are good for humankind. But looking back, it's clear that if you support work on the fundamental breakthroughs and the fundamental understanding of things, there's always some new applications coming out, even mostly unplanned.
Mm.
So the support of fundamental research, I think, is a very important idea, even if you don't quite understand where things are going, because the understanding has to come first, right? The breakthrough in understanding has to come first. And then later you get the applications. If you really create wonderful new tools like the laser, people would think up a lot of applications later once they have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think of a laser application if you don't have a laser. Why waste your time? The existence of those tools really has stimulated the mind. Looking back, that really has happened over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So just to restrict yourself and say, okay, I want to have an application for such and such, that wasn't really the way to get it. It was to create new tools, and they would have all kinds of applications, and then you follow those ideas up from the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, boy, I have many pieces of advice. One was to have a very broad background.
Mm.
Obviously, these are times of lots of change. I've switched fields so often, I can't even list them all, but there were certainly microwave tubes, plasma physics, lasers, optical communications, and all kinds of things in between, holography, and so on. So it's clear, A, that switching fields is good for your mind, but there's also a lot of change out there in industry, which indeed suggests you should be switching. Obviously, if I would still be working on microwave tubes, I would be a poor man and very sad. And nothing against microwave tubes. Actually, they have revived. But clearly, there's a lot of change out there, and to be able to adapt to this change, it's a very good idea to have a very broad background, a very broad interest. Then it's actually a joy to switch fields and get into new things. I think this is particularly true for EE and those kinds of disciplines. There is clearly other fundamental fields where you just can stick to the same field all your life and just understand things better and better and better. But I think in our profession, moving around actually helps create new thoughts and new breakthroughs and new ideas. So yeah, to have a broad background and a broad education makes it much easier to adapt to this change that seems to be required these days. And it's been very healthy in the past too. Many new breakthroughs came about because of not just one field, but because of blending fields. That's probably at another point. They seem to be happening at the interface between disciplines, like what's happening. Laser medicine would be a good example, right? Or nanostructures and biology.